Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Brown and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Adair reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brown and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. K Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pappas out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Romano. Brown moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with a dare covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. John Romano now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell is walked intentionally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.